friendship which brings our people together and makes us stronger. By these measures, any objective observer will conclude that based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
That, of course, Bernie Sanders closing the opening night of the Democratic Convention, which will culminate in the nomination of his former rival, Hillary Clinton. It was a remarkably unified ending to an evening that seemed at times like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's Stages of Grief. There was anger, booze, there was denial, there was depression. Someone tweeted out, it's like Bernie is breaking up with 100,000 people. But will there be the last stage, acceptance? And how about First Lady Michelle Obama? Maybe the speech of the week when it's all over. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here in Philly. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin. That was a perfect introduction.
Oh, well, there you go. And it seemed, though, like a scene change, didn't it? Actually, from Sunday when hacked emails revealed the DNC undermined Sanders' campaign to the end of last night, you know, almost acceptance. What do you think?
If you were watching on television or if you were in the hall and could focus entirely on the stage, yes, you saw an enormous sea change in which over the course of the evening, the hostility of some of the people who felt wronged by those DNC emails was incorporated into the larger energy of people being joyful about the Democratic Party and about Hillary Clinton and about Bernie Sanders and about everybody else who was on the stage, including the musicians, you know, Paul Simon and so on, Boys to Men. And it was a happy sort of an event. But if you were down in the rows, particularly of the California delegation and some of the other delegations that had a lot of really committed, hardcore Bernie Sanders supporters, they were upset with Bernie Sanders. They were upset with Sarah Silverman, the comedian and entertainer who got on stage and told them, hey, Bernie, you know, Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous. And they were upset with a lot of the people who wanted to essentially, as you say, accept, capitulate, and become part of the Democratic Party. They don't feel part of that party.
Yeah. Well, we are also hearing out on the streets. I mean, you were hearing it down on the floor. We're hearing it out on the streets today. There's definitely, you know, still that part of the Bernie Sanders contingent that's saying, the heck with him, he can go to Hillary, but we're not. It's kind of interesting. But some people, Ron, might also say that the other thing that happened last night, Michelle Obama happened. Let's listen.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great. That somehow we need to make it great again. Because this right now is the greatest country on earth.
Ron Elving, do you think she, I mean, how did you see her impact on maybe even the Bernie supporters?
You know, Democrats have gotten used to having the best speech, most moving speech at their conventions given by someone named Obama. But this year, that person is also named Michelle. I don't know what the president may say on Wednesday night, but the speech that she gave on Monday night was not only deeply moving for many of the people present, but I think it would be hard for anyone to have watched it and not feel as though there was a tremendous amount of herself in that speech, talking about raising her daughters in the White House, a building built by slaves, and now having the opportunity for those two daughters to see the first woman nominated for president. And that was pretty powerful stuff in this hall.
Yeah, well, you're reminding us that the Democrats not only have to reach out to Bernie supporters, but to African-Americans, members of the Black Lives Movement. What, in your mind, did the Dems have to get across, and did they?
They have much to get across, and they did not get to all of it. They did not address many of the attacks that were made at the Republican convention last week. They did not talk a lot about international terrorism. They did not go to the dark side or try to deal with many of those issues. They also have much to reconcile between the past, the present, and the future, which is obviously a big challenge for anyone. But the Sanders movement is largely about the present and the conditions of the present and where the country goes from here. Much of this convention is organized around a celebration and a remembrance of the past. For example, Hillary Clinton's name tonight is going to be put in nomination by Barbara Mikulski, the woman senator who's retiring this year and has served longer than any other woman in the Senate, and John Lewis, who is, of course, the icon of the civil rights movement. They are both about where women and minorities have come from and come to in this country. And that's not what a lot of the younger Sanders people want to talk about.
Right. Well, speaking of past versus present, President Clinton, Bill Clinton, is the headliner tonight. And we remember that in 1996, and Hillary spoke in support of him, and she closed her speech. You know, she talked about the American children. You know, Ron, your thoughts about this? Now we have him speaking of her.
Yes, that was 20 years ago in Chicago. She gave a It Takes a Village speech based on that book title that she had. And then she said, and you know, it takes a president to get these things done. She was then, of course, talking about her husband. But there were those, even in 1996, who kind of nudged each other and pointed up at Hillary Clinton and said, maybe someday she'll be that president it takes to get these things done.
Well, and just real quick, Ron, sometimes these days at a convention can be like an Etch-a-Sketch. Each one erases the day before. Has the DNC erased the email scandal and the Debbie Wasserman Schultz stepping down?
No, they have not erased it, but they perhaps have moved it down a paragraph or two in the story so that it is no longer the one thing that is on everyone's mind at the uppermost level of everyone's mind.
Yeah. NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.